Okay, so you don't know who's the one. What's the third? Okay, what's the third one? The third aircraft. You guys don't know who.
We believed it was Delta 1989. However, when we asked him to respond to ACARS to land to Cleveland, he said he would. So, therefore, I don't know if.
And that's the one by.
I don't know if he's a hijack or not. I really don't know.
Okay, well.
I can't confirm that he is.
Okay. Do you remember when we were talking about the aircraft by? Do you guys have any idea who that aircraft was by
the White House?
Yeah.
We had thought for some reason to believe it was American 11. I don't know if we heard that from somebody else, that they got a visual on them that was American Airlines or what. We just don't know. So we don't know which aircraft that was. So we have three call signs. We don't know where the third call sign is yet. So we have two aircraft in the towers and one in the Pentagon, and we don't know what that third call sign was.
You don't know what the third call sign was?
No, we originally thought Delta 1989 was it, but now we have a third aircraft. That means there's, you know, possibly four aircraft. Are you still tracking Delta 1989?
Yes, sir, we still are.
Is he descending into Cleveland? To be?
Right now, no. He's at 28,000 feet, 396 knots, still squawking his code.
Still squawking with
Yeah,
his
it looks like he's by Toledo.
By Toledo, so it doesn't look like he's landing.
No.
Okay.
No, he's at 27,000 feet.
He's at 27?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he is.
Sure.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Where would he be right now if he was going to be landed in Cleveland? Would he be descended?
He would be descended now.
He would be descended and speed would be slowing.
Speed would be slowing.
Well, it looks like he's not going to go there.
It doesn't look like he's going to Cleveland.
Nope. Okay.
By.